It could have shaped up to be one of the more awkward days in the history of the State House. Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat were due to return to the Capitol today for the first time since their affair was exposed, along with Corser's attempt to cover it up by conjuring up a phony gay sex scandal. And all of that a day after one of their former aides told his side of the story to reporters. Chad Livengood is the Detroit News Lansing Bureau reporter. He first broke the Corser-Gamrat story, and he's back with us again. So did they show up today?
They did show up today, and but they took different routes. Representative Gamrat was briefly on the floor. She actually had a little talk on the floor with House Minority Leader Tim Grimmel, in which she asked him for permission to go to the Democratic caucus and publicly apologize to the Democrats of the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, Cynthia, Representative Corser went to the gallery and sat down next to his parents in the public gallery of the House of Representatives. He avoided the floor, and he largely avoided reporters. He talked to us just briefly for about a minute, just answering some questions. He also used today, right at the beginning of the session, to lay out a new request for another attorney general's investigation into the Senate office building purchase, which was a complete different subject. And we're not really sure what that's all about, but he's asking Attorney General Bill Shuey to investigate that $130 million deal.
But what about other lawmakers?
Well, interestingly enough, she did not give a letter of apology to the Speaker of the House, Kevin Cotter's office. You know, other members seemingly were trying to avoid them, avoid talking. Beforehand, Representative Tom Barrett of Potterville said, boy, this is going to be strange to me, because Gamrat sits right behind him on the House floor. So there is certainly a very noticeable feeling of awkwardness that this scandal involving their relationship has just poured out into the front pages and garnered worldwide attention.
Indeed it did. And of course, we know that former aide Joshua Klein spoke with reporters yesterday. You had already talked with him for your August 7th exclusive, correct?
That's correct, yeah. And he reiterated some things he told me about the operation, how they seem to be carrying on some inappropriate conduct inside the office, just an office romance of some sort, where they would have what looked like overly personal, romantic hugs and embraces. Todd Corser would take naps in her office, and Representative Gamrat would tuck him in, and just things that spouses might do, but not necessarily people who are supposed to have professional relationships.
And with all of this going on, the House is back for its first session in a month and trying again to get a deal on road funding. What's the latest?
Well, they're trying to put together some type of $1.2 billion road funding package. This is the same thing we've basically been, legislature has basically been in neutral on for the better part of a year. And they are working behind the scenes to get some votes. They may vote this afternoon. They may vote tomorrow. It's hard to tell, but it's certainly representatives on both sides of the aisle that say that this sex scandal between Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat has kind of created quite a distraction for the task at hand.
And there were meetings between the governor and legislative leaders from both parties, correct? Is he trying to kind of kick things out of neutral?
He is. He's making his new renewed effort right now to get all parties involved. The Democrats have made it clear they're not going to stand for the latest plan out there to cut $600 million out of the general fund to redirect the money towards roads. And they think that would be, according to Leader Grimmel, fiscally irresponsible and defunding wholesale programs, state government, essentially, to fill potholes. So at the same time, the Democrats are making it clear they want something else out of this if they're going to vote for it. They want tax relief for low-income families if they can. And that always leads back to the same conversation, Cynthia, about restoring the earned income tax credit or the homestead property tax credit that Republicans slashed in 2011 as part of their big budget balancing deal that came along with the big corporate income tax cut, too.
Chad Livengood checking in with us from the floor of the State House in Lansing with the Detroit News Lansing Bureau. Always good to talk with you, Chad. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.